VWA mobile.
Salt, last calling station, KO4PXB.
For VWA, is that Lloyd?
Bobby, any other name would be Dave.
How you doing, bud? So how's the school district over there?
Yeah, pretty good. I said I actually work for the county, not the school district.
That's right. I know you do the computers and the networking. So do they have their own guy for theirs?
It's like I said, I maintain it for the admin building where you pay your taxes and all the outlying magistrate courts and bond court, detention center, sheriff's office. So that's pretty much everything I cover. The school districts have their own IT people. Most of the time it's actually covered by the state.
Okay. Well, I was just over at the Spartanburg tax office earlier today and gave them some greenbacks. So, anyhow, it sounds like you're going to have your hands full when they get that new courthouse and stuff built.
Yeah, we definitely most certainly are. Like I said, that's why we're happily contracting as they're building it to put all the networking and phones and stuff like that, and it'll definitely be a nice change.
Go hard wire between floors, or wireless on the same floor, or how are they going to set that up?
Take a 10 gig fiber backbone and then gig a 1 gig, or I think it may be 10 gigs between floors, and then also 10 gigs to any network room, and then a full gig to each data jack.
Oh, so it is going to be wireless on certain levels then, right?
What can be wireless will be wireless, but other than that, it's going to be a 10 gig fiber between the MDF and IDFs to that, and then a full gig to each data port.
Those folks are not going to know what to do with something that fast.
And like I said, the switches will be blazing, like I said, and that's all well and good, so they can definitely, the data will move at 10 gig speed from switch to switch and to the router, but then definitely from that part of it, you would definitely, it really kind of defeats the purpose of having 10 gig at the PC.
At a certain point, you run into stacking, don't you? You know, where it just can't flow, it can't throughput that much speed?
Definitely correct. You'll get the attenuation where you try to get that much speed down every line, you'll have to throttle it back to where it can, or don't create a bottleneck.
Roger, how about that? Well, that sounds pretty interesting. Well, more power to you, brother. I would imagine they're having contractors do the pulls, and then you're going to be in with the system after it's installed, or are you actually going to do the pull?
Got a contractor who will be doing the pulls for the networking and the telephones.
Okay. Well, that kind of lightens the load a little bit on you. Well, listen, it's good to talk to you. I'm pulled in here to a place. I just spotted a little van here on Wade Hampton Boulevard that I'm going to check out. And it's one of those little transit conquests, or Transit Connects, or the little bitty vans. And I'm going to check it out here. I need something to haul all my airplanes in. So, well, listen, you have fun at it. Be safe out there. And don't fry on your way home. KN4 VWA. Appreciate the comeback. I'm clear.
Also, be careful. I'm just now getting on 29 in the coming off of 129. So I'll be probably passing you at some point in time, because I'm heading in toward Greer.
I'm down here at Taylor's, almost to Edwards Road, and wave at me as you go by. 10-4 VWA, clear.
KO4 is PXB mobile still.